Going through further now, giving a number of answers to that original question we've been dealing with about how can you find the case where there's going to be, if there's a rodef, if there's every case of a rios, there's going to be a dinner rodef, if you're allowed to kill the rodef after a rios, then there never is going to be a case where you can pay money. Because every case of rodef is a chiv mis, and the chiv mis is going to trump the knas. So whenever there's a case of a rios, an onus mafata on the rios, then mela there should be a ptur. Yet the Mishnah Ksubas tells us that you do pay a knas, even for some of the else. But why? Every case is a rodef. The rodef is going to knock out the money. So Gemara brought a number of answers. Now the Gemara presents its final answer. Gemara's final answer in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, in the name of Abaye. Abaye says, now what's the case in Ksubas? What's the case where you have the rials, yet there's still a chimamun? Abaye says, B'yochol lahatzil lahatzil b'echa meivarav. You could kill the rodef with taking out one of his limbs, thereby sparing his life. There's no chiyav misa, and you'll have to pay money. How does Abaye know this? From Yonasan ben Shol. Interestingly enough, Yonasan ben Shol, also in Tanakh, there's also Yonasan ben Shol. This is Amora, who's named Yonasan ben Shol. So what does he hold? The Tanya, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yonasan ben Shol, there's a rodef trying to kill someone. And he's able to knock out the leg of the rodef without killing him. Veloitzil, but doesn't spare the life of the rodef. He actually kills rodef, even though he doesn't have to. Narigalov, he gets killed. You get the death penalty. If someone could have spared the life of the rodef and prevented the whole event, he could have saved the Narag. He could have saved the Narag and saved the... He could have saved the Nirduf and saved the rodef, but instead he kills the rodef when he didn't have to. He gets killed. How did Rabbi Yonasan ben Shol learn this out? My time, what's the reason? What's the basis? Rabbi Yonasan ben Shol, the Gemara says, Dichsiv yichiyin su anashim yachtav. Two men are fighting. And one of the people, they're each rodef because they're trying to kill each other. And this rodef goes ahead and kills a woman who's pregnant. Not kills a woman pregnant, rather he knocks, she causes her to have a miscarriage. And the fetus is aborted. But Amar Rebbe Elazar, b'mitzvah shebemisa kalsa medaber. We're talking about a chiyuv misa. Dichsiv im oson yev v'nasata nefesh achat nefesh. If he kills the actual pregnant woman, so then this rodef gets a chiyuv misa. But if he does not kill the pregnant woman, he simply causes her to miscarriage, so then she has to pay money, he has to pay the value of the fetus that had been aborted. But why? Aren't these two people fighting who are trying to kill each other? Don't they both have a dinner of rodef? The dinner of rodef, and you're allowed to kill the rodef, achiv misa, so mele they should be pater from the payment, the monetary payment, for knocking out the fetus from the woman. So what's the case? The Gemara says, "I amrit bishlama yochel hatzil be'echa meivarov lo nitin latzilo benafsho." If you understand, like Rabbi Yonasan ben Shol, that if you're able to spare the life of the rodef, you could prevent everything happening by taking out one of his limbs, and if you can't do that, then you're not allowed to kill him. So then, it makes sense. Because there's no chiyav misa on the rodef. You don't have to kill the rodef. If you could knock out his leg, there's no chiyav misa. And if there's no chiyav misa, so then you'll have to understand the case of the mamon. The Gemara says, Hainu de mishkachas lo diyanosh. Now we can understand, we can find the hechadim, see a case, that they're going to have to pay the monetary payment. Kigon sheyochol lahatzibecha mevarav. Again, if you're able to knock out one of the legs of the rodef, so there's no chiyav in the rodef anymore. There's no chiyav misa on the rodef anymore. And then if he causes the fetus to be aborted, that rodef has to pay money. Because there's no chiyav misa on himself. Because you're able to knock him out by one of his legs. But if you held that even if you're allowed to spare his life, even if you're able to spare his life, there's still a hetter to kill him. There's still a chiyav misa on the rodef. So then you're never going to have such a case. You're never going to find the case where the rodef has to pay money. Okay, so we'll stop here for now on that Gemara. We'll do the rest of it Sunday, I guess. Yeah.
It seems like the Knas and the Rodef punishments come separately in this case.
Why?
He first intended to kill someone else, right? He accidentally killed the baby.
Correct.
So, when he intended to kill him, that was when he was a Rodef. When he killed the baby, he's not a Rodef for killing the baby.
No, but he's still, it's the same Rodef, but he's trying to kill the other guy. They're still fighting. So he tries to throw a fist at him, hits the woman in the stomach. Okay. as a rodif. Fetus dies. You don't pay the money because he's a rodif. But if the rodif was a weak person who you could have easily knocked out his leg and prevented everything from happening, so there's no chiyuv mis in the rodif, and you'd have to pay the mamon for knocking out the fetus. So that's the din of Yonas and Minshol. The din of Yonas and Minshol appears in one other place in Sanhedrin. That's the Gemara Nun Zayin Amun Alf Amun Beis. The Gemara is here. These are all the Ben Noch sugyas, a lot of fun sugyas. And the Gemara's thing of cases, what's in? Is there such an example as a kiyotze bo? The Gemara goes earlier of quasi gezel. What's a quasi ifas tower? Different scenarios. The Gemara wants to know: is there a kiyotze bo when it comes to shvichas damen? Is it this middle type of case of shvichas damen, something that's not quite like murder but similar to murder? So the Gemara says, Kiyotzibo de Shvichas Damen Lotani. The Brisa never says a case of Kiyotzibo in regards to Shvichas Damen. In other words, there's either Vade killing or there's Vade Mutter. Either it's Asa to kill or it's Mutter to kill. So Amar Bai comes along and says, no, Yimishkachas, you could find such a case. The Tanya, Rabbi Yonas and Ben Shol, he, the Tanya, Yonas Ben Shol, Omer Rodivacha, Chavila, Hargav, Yochla, Tzilviacham, Nivar, Velo Yitzil Nera. Olav. That's the case of a quasi, Ritzicha. And Rashi writes in the top of Nunzayin Mabez, "Hainu kiyote bo the shvichas damim to have a karav lahati of einu mutter." I mean, it's karav lahati. It's the guy's a rodef, so you're allowed to kill him, but not exactly because you're supposed to try to knock out one of his legs first. So this is the quasi ritzicha, the case that Gemara comes up with. Now,
according to that Rashi, it says it ends machlokas.
Yeah, we'll get that Rashi. Yeah, let's get. I want to set it up first, but let's get there. Okay, so we see Rabbi Yonas Ben Shaul appears two times in the Gemara. Now there's yet another Gemara in the Testament Aleph, which is very relevant for Rabbi Yonas Ben Shaul as well. The case there is as follows. They brought Yoav to Din. They wanted to know why Yoav had killed Avner. This is a Gemara, the stories in Tanakh. And they said, why did Yoav kill Avner? So he says, I'm the Goldam of Asoil. Asoil, Avner killed Asoil. Asol is a relative of mine, says Yoav. So Yoav has to kill Avner for killing Asol. I know a lot of back and forth here. They say, I don't understand, though. Asol was a rodev. Asol was running after Avner to kill Avner. So Avner had the right to turn around and kill Asol. Avner was the near death. Of course he was allowed to kill Asol. So Avner protected himself. You can't go ahead and kill Avner for self-defense. So Yoav comes along and says, no, Avner haya lo latzil ve'echa mevarov. Avner could have just taken out Asael's legs. He didn't have to kill Asael. He went too far. So they say, lo yachle, he couldn't. He didn't have it. He wasn't able to. He wasn't able to carry that out. The only way to protect himself was killing him. So Yoav says, what do you mean? He was able to get him in the fifth rib, kill Asol in the fifth rib with pure accuracy. You're telling me he couldn't have had the accuracy to knock out his knee? Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, Basin says, Amrlei Nizal Avner. So Avner was exempt, right? He was allowed to protect himself.
For what reason?
Because he couldn't have saved himself by killing the guy's leg. No other way out. So if Avner was able to kill himself, protect himself and kill Asael, so then why did he go ahead and kill, hold on a second. Right, so Rashi explains, so Yoav was exempt. Yoav, it's unclear how to read the Gemara here. Rashi says something, what comes out here from the Gemara important for us is as follows. That you see, Beis Din took it seriously. Yonas Ben Shaul was a true halacha. That im yochla hatzel echamei varov, then you're not allowed to kill him. The Gemara said, had Avner had the ability to only knock out his leg, he doesn't have the right to kill him. The Gemara says, oh, he wasn't able to. He had no choice but to kill him. That was the only self-defense. But you see, l'halacha, we pass like Rabbi Yonas Ben Shaul. So that's great. There's one opinion, all we have is Rabbi Yonas Ben Shaul, and that's how we pass in the Gemara Mem test. However, if you look in the Rashi and Zayin Mabez, which I assume you all saw, Rashi at the end of the top Rashi there, he says, Aval Rabbanim Pligi Aleh. There is this phantom Rabbanim who argue under Yonas Mishal, and they say heter gomer hu v'leka kiyotzibo. There's a complete heter to kill. If someone's being rodif, you don't have to first try to be accurate and knock out his legs. You could go straight for the heart or the head and kill him right away. Direct hit, kill him. No need to be so accurate and try to just save his life. So machokes, according to Rashi, is machokes chachamim versus Yonas Mishal. Chacham say it's a complete heter. Yonas Mishal says it's not a complete heter. That's according to Rashi. So according to that, Rashi, what is the machlokes chachamim versus Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul? How do you understand? What's the hesber, hadvarim, to what they're arguing about? According to Rashi, Rashi presents this phantom chachamim. We don't know. All we know from the Gemara is Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul's opinion. Does anybody argue? Reading the Gemaras, you wouldn't think so. It's not mentioned. There's no Gemara in Zayin or Ayin Dal or Memtes that mention anybody arguing. Rashi, however, comes up with this phantom shita of the Chachamim, which says, no, you do not have to try to take out his legs. If someone's a rodif, there's a complete heter to kill the rodif. If you know someone Shaul says, no, you could try to save his life and just knock out his legs, go for the legs first. If you can't do that, then go for his body.
Does no one else give an answer on our Gemara with the case of Baal Chusa? If everyone else held that, they would have all given an answer.
So you're saying that might be a riot that there exists such a shita. Okay, very interesting, that could be. But I want to try to understand, once Rashi holds that this shita exists, however he knows it, maybe from those Gemaras, the fact that they didn't give Rabbi's answer, they gave different answers. But once it exists, what's the machlokas chachamim of Yonas ben Shaul?
If you need to save his legs. If you need to save his legs.
That's the machlokas, but what's the... If what? But why would it be or not be shri chazamim? What's in the kudas of machlokas? Yeah, what they're saying is true, whether you have to try to save his life or not first. But why? What's driving them to say that?
What kind of hetter?
What do you mean?
Is it a carl hetter or a full hetter?
But that's what they're saying. One says carl hetter, one says it is hetter. But what's driving Yonas ben Shaul to say this? What's driving Chacham to say what he's saying? So what we raised, again, this had been a while ago, but I hope you still remember, what was the big machlokas in regards to the understanding of rodif? The heter to kill the rodif.
Are you him or are you killing him? Are you trying to save him from Avera, or are you trying to save her from the kill?
So then that's every one issue we had said. Let's say it this way. And now that we've raised a different question, is rodif, is it din onesh? Rodif is it din onesh? That's a heter to kill him? It's a misa? You can't get a misa on him? Or it's a pikuach nefesh. You're saving the near death. Yes, there's another opinion where it's trying to say the rodeh from violating the veras. That's true. But another main chakir was: is it a din onesh on the rodeh, or is it a din pikuach nefesh for the near death? That being said, how do we understand this machlokas of Yonas ben Shaul versus the Chachamim now? Who would say that?
No, because you could save her by killing him, by breaking his leg.
Right, you could accomplish.
But the Rabbanan say there's no risk, you could kill him completely.
Right, so, but they... So
why would they say that? Because it's pikuach nefesh.
No, but I could still accomplish a pikuach nefesh by taking out his legs. And everyone's going to be alive. That's even better.
Okay.
So that's... Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul assumes it's about pikuach nefesh. But what's the opinion of the Chacham?
Doesn't the Rambam say that it's an onesh mishamayim?
Well, so we'll get to the Rabbanan. We'll get to the Rambam.
It's not an onesh from Beis Din. It's onesh mishamayim.
So we haven't gotten the Rambam. From Pashas the Gemara, Pashas the Mises Bezdin. Neragalab means he gets killed. That's the simple Dvar. But according to Rashi and the Pashas, so Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul says it's about Pikuach Nefesh, so I could still accomplish a Pikuach Nefesh by taking out the Rodef's legs. And everyone's going to be alive. The Nirdef will be saved. The Rodef will be saved. Great. So why do Chacham say that you're allowed to kill him? Even if you can spare his life, you should still kill him.
It's a punishment.
It's an onesh. Rodef has a din onesh on him. He's trying to kill someone. There's a din onesh. We saw a number of proofs for people who hold such a way. So the onesh is a complete heter to kill him. That's the opinion. That's the machlokas according to Rashi. Now the Rush also believes it's a machlokas. The Rush in the Perkes Simon Bays, the end of Simon Bays, he also quotes a machlokas Chachamim versus Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul, and the Rush paskins like the Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul. Why does he paskin Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul? Do you see his raya? because the sugi of Memtes Amun Aleph, the sugi of Avner, the fact that they invoked that possibility, they're based in there discussing this din of Yoav and Avner. So we see the Beis Din was using the Yonatan ben Shaul's Svara. So although it's Machlokas Chachamim Yonatan ben Shaul, normally passing like the Chachamim, in this case, since there's a Mefurish Gemara like Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, we passing like Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. Right, so everything's great, working out nicely, until you get to the Rambam. The Rambam always causes us problems. The Rambam always causes us additional problems. So let's see. The Shita's Rambam. So let's begin first with what he writes in Hilchos Ratzeach. Hilchos Ratzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. So he writes, Kol Ayachol Lahatzil Be'Eiver Me'Varov V'Lo Torach B'Kach. I mean, he doesn't put the effort. He doesn't try to save him by knocking out one of his limbs. Ela Hitzil B'Nafsho, he shall rodif. He saves himself, or saves the Nirdaf, with the Nefesh of the Rodif. He mamish kills him. V'Hargo. I raise that shofar chadamim. It's mamish ritzicha. V'chayv misa. It's chayv misa for this. Aval ain't based in mamisa naso. Even though he's chayv misa, you cannot, based in does not kill him. So what do you think he's learning like? What's the opinion of the Rambam in terms of Rav Yonatan ben Shaul versus the Chachamim? Yonatan ben Shaul, right. Mamish quotes the same din. You get killed. Ah, he has this chiddush. You get killed, but based in doesn't kill. Fine. In fact, the Beis Yosef says, it's Mashma from the Rambam. He passes like Rav Yonatan ben Shaul. Ah, so why doesn't Beis Din kill him? He says a very technical reason. We're going to discuss Sunday more other reasons, but just to get it off, Rav Yosef got it right. Since the guy's intention was to save the Nirdav, his intentions weren't to kill, wasn't to do Shrichas Damim. His intentions were to save the Nirdav. So there was no Asra. People weren't warned, oh, don't kill him. They saw he's doing Pikuach Nefesh, so there's no Asra. They didn't think he was doing anything wrong. Since there's no Asra, Mimele, you can't carry out a Mises Bezdin if there's no Asra. But Lamaisa, he did something wrong. He did Ritzicha, just a technical reason you can't carry out punishment. The Kesem Mishnah writes that here. The Kesem Mishnah also writes in Hilchos Melachim, he also writes that there's no opinion of the Chachamim. He thinks that there's no such opinion. The Gemara never mentions it. He argues in Rashi. And that's whether Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. Because there's no opinion of the Chacham. However, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Hilchos Melachim, Perek Teshalach Adalad, it's not so clear that Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. I didn't see anybody who was omen on this. I thought it was pretty clear to me. Maybe I'm misunderstanding something. I don't know. But he writes as follows. Talks about the various dinim when a ben noach gets killed. A ben noach who kills an ubar, b'mei imo, neragalav. If he kills a fetus, abortion, a ben noach gets killed. So too, if a ben noach kills a trefa, or he ties someone up in front of a lion to get killed, or he lets him starve, all those things, a ben noach gets killed. V'chein, im harag rodef, sheyochol ha'atzila be'echen me'varav, neragalav. So too, if he kills a rodef who he could have spared the rodef's life, but instead he kills him, Ben Noach gets killed. Sounds like Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul. Mash ain't came Yisrael, writes the Rambam. But it's different when it comes to a Bnei Yisrael. Ben Yisrael. Ben Yisrael, who kills someone, a rodef, who he could have spared his life, but killed him anyways, he doesn't get killed. So, if you look at Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul, we did the survey of the Gemara. Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul appears in two places. The Gemara is in Ayin Dalet. It's about two Jews fighting. And he also appears by Ben Noach. Ben Noach, one kills the next. Does Rabbi Yonatan ben Shaul ever distinguish between Ben Noach and Yisrael? The Loch is the same.
Rashi explains him to be distinguishing at certain points, certain times.
Rashi explains him to be distinguishing, yeah? Where Rashi and Zion?
No. And Ayin Gimel.
Ayin Gimel? Ayin Dalet? Ayin Dalet, Rashi.
So that if Yisrael kills a Kusi, then it's Pater.
You're talking about Nun Zion of Bez, I think. Nun Zion of Bez.
Rambam was talking about Yisrael that killed a Ben Noach.
Yisrael kills a Ben Noach. Maybe that's what he's talking about. Yes, Mash Ain came Yisrael. Unclear what he means by Mash Ain came Yisrael. Does it mean Yisrael be Yisrael? Does it mean Yisrael who kills a Ben Noach? I guess there's a certain ambiguity there. That's a very good point. Because Rashi writes in Zion Rebbe's that Kusi kills a Kusi, and a Kusi kills a Yisrael, Chai Misa. And Yisrael and Yisrael is also Chai Misa. But Yisrael who kills a Kusi is Pater according to Rabbi Yonasan. That's all
according to Rabbi Yonasan. I don't know where he gets that, where Rashi gets that from.
But the Gemara talk about these things. The Gemara discuss various scenarios. So that's something important to keep in mind. Maybe that's why the Achronim didn't say that. See, I thought that the Rambam here was saying that that the din of Yonasan ben Shaul doesn't apply to Yisrael. So I thought the Rambam, yeah.
When Rashi says that if Yisrael kills a Kusi, he's allowed to do what he's potter, right? Is he saying that because a Kusi doesn't apply for Onesh?
Because a Kusi doesn't apply for Onesh.
What? It's not Nefesh, it's not Onesh, so that's why it's potter.
Okay.
I'm asking.
The Gemara is here to discuss each scenario, to look at them all up. The Gemara didn't say the reason exactly here, I don't think. Let's see if Rashi quotes the reasoning. I'm not sure if Rashi explained what the reasoning is here. If not elsewhere, I'll have to look it up. I'm not sure. But again, it's based on the Gemara that's earlier. So I wanted to say, the way I read this Mashin Kim Yisrael was as follows. The Rambam is not passing like Yonas Ben Shaul. If Yonas Ben Shaul, when he says Nereg Alav, then yeah, it's a Chi of Mises Bezdim. Like, Pashas the Gemara. The Gemara never mentions anything about, there's a Chi of Misa, but not Bezdim. Mecha Bezdim. So I thought the Rambam passes like this Chachamim, like Rashi and the Rosh. They quote this Chachamim. But the Rosh passing against the Chachamim, the Rambam's passing like the Chacham. But the Chacham for the Rambam is different than the Chacham of Rashi. Rashi thought the Chacham held that it's completely mutter to kill, according to Chacham. The Rambam holds is not completely mutter according to the Chacham. The Chacham agreed to Yonas ben Shaul. The Machlokas, the gap is much, much more narrow. They both agree it's aser to kill a Rodef im yachol ha tib me'echad me'evarv. Machokas Rabbanan Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul is what is the response? What's the reaction to someone who kills a Jerodim? Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul paskin is that it's a Chi Mises Bezdin. But the Chachamim think, no Chi Mises Bezdin, it's a Chi Bide Shemaim. That's the Machokas Chachamim Rabbi Yonas ben Shaul. And the Rambam paskin is like the Chachamim. That's only Chi Mises Bide Shemaim. It's a Chi Mises Bide Shemaim for Yisrael. That's what he says in Hilchas Ratzeach. But it's a Chi of Misa when it comes to Ben Noach. Everyone with me on all that? I'll say it again what I had in mind. I wasn't so comfortable with the Rambam passing the Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul because Rabbi Yonasan Ben Shaul does not mechag between Yisrael and Ben Noach. He appears in two Gemara. He appears in Ayin Dalad in the context of Yisrael and he appears in Nun Zayin in the context of Ben Noach. The Rambam clearly distinguishes between Ben Noach and Yisrael. You had other responses made. What does he mean by that? The way I understood it was that he completely distinguishes. The halacha doesn't apply. So what halacha doesn't apply? Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul says the halacha is the same. So the Rambam possibly holds like this opinion of the Chachamim. There's this Chachamim. The Chachamim don't say it's mutter to kill like Rashi says. The Chachamim agree it's aser to kill. But the argue is what is the response? What's the punishment for someone who does kill? While Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul thinks you could kill him b'mises bezdin, because the Gemara says nereg alav, when it comes to Yisrael, according to Chacham, you can't kill Mises Bezdin, it's only Chi Mises Bidei Shemayim. That's the opinion of the Rambam. That's what he says in Hilchas Ratzeach. But when it comes to Ben Noach, the punishment is different. Ben Noach, we have a lot more chumras when it comes to punishments for them. So when it comes to anything that's aser from Ben Noach to do, it's considered there's a Chi Misa for them. So since it's aser, the Chachia that killed such a Rodif, so they Mimela get a Chi Mises Bezdin for Ben Noach. So that's the mahalach I want to suggest in the Rambam. Everyone with me on that?
So the Rambam says the Rambam agrees with the Rabbanan that it's a misa that based and punishes. That's an onesh.
Let's say it one more time. That
the Rambam agrees with the Rabbanan that chumim that it's a that's an onesh, but he says that it's a onesh min shemayim.
Exactly.
Well, how is that an onesh?
No, it's an onesh. There's several places you have a case where the onesh is a misa b'dishamayim. It's not onesh that Beis Din could carry out, but there's a karis. This is not a case of karis.
If Beis Din can't carry it out, why am I allowed to carry it around?
No, you don't carry it out. No. If someone kills a rodif that you could have saved his life, but you killed him anyways, so the onesh is Beis Din as shamayim will take care of. To misa b'dishamayim.
Is there a difference between saying Misa Beit HaShemayim and Misa that
Beis Din
does
here? Well, yeah, Beis Din carries out a Misa Beis Din, they can't carry out a Misa Shemayim. Misa Shemayim means Shemayim is going to take control. Okay. They'll carry out on their own, however they... Yeah.
Where were those Chachamim that said that?
The Chachamim don't exist, right?
The other Chachamim. You said there's two Chachamim?
No, so the Chachamim don't exist. Rashi creates the Chachamim. Yeah. I'm suggesting that the Rambam also holds of this phantom Chachamim. But he thinks the opinion of the Chacham are different than the way Rashi presents the opinion of the Chacham. According to Rashi, the Machlokas is Rashi thinks the Chacham hold is completely mutter to kill such a rodent. Even though you could have spared his life, it's a completely mutter. Ram doesn't think it's completely mutter to kill him. It's also to kill him. The Chacham argue, though, what is the onesh for killing such a rodent? While Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul thinks it's a naragalav, that it's a chi misses bezdin, the Chacham thinks it's a chi bidei shemayim. Afterwards, I found the Masifta quoted from a Sanhedrin Katana. Sanhedrin Katana oftentimes is quoted in the Margolis of Yam Sanhedrin to Sefer, an Achronish Sefer on Sanhedrin. He says the same type of chiluk. He didn't say it for the Rambam, I don't think. I didn't see it inside, I just saw it quoted. But he says that that's Machlokas of Yonasan ben Shaul ben Chachamim. So I was very excited when I saw this, and I think that might be Peshat in the Rambam. And the fact that the Rambam also passes like Chachamim. He passed like the Chachamim. I saw the Riaz, I quoted also in the Masif, the Riaz is the Rishon. He also paskined like the Chachamim against Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul. So the Rambam would be the same thing, paskining like the Chachamim. Now, how do you get out of the Gemara, Mem Tesam and Aleph, that the Gemara there seems to work within Rabbi Yonasan ben Shaul? That if you could have saved his life by knocking out one of his limbs and you killed him, you get a Chiyah Misa. So the different Rishonim and Achronim try to get out of that issue, how to deal with it. I'm not going to get bogged down with that. Okay. Now, okay, maybe we'll even stop earlier today, because there's a next topic I want to get into, which I don't think guys have seen yet, and there's a big brisk rub I want guys to see on Sunday. That's as follows. If you go back, now having this idea in the mind of the Rambam, that the Chachamim say, either whether the Rambam passings like Yonasan ben Shaul or passings like the Chachamim, either way, whatever it is, he definitely writes in Hilchos Ratzeach the din is achiyav bidei shemayim, achiyav bidei shemayim, but not achiyav misas bezdin. But if it's a real tzicha, it's a real shvichas dam, and we really killed him, why can't Beis Din carry out the punishment? So the Torah already asks this question. The Torah, it's quoted also in the Mishnah Melech. The Torah says, "Ein yodea." I don't understand the Rambam gets this from. Kevin shechayiv misa lama ein Beis Din ma misa. So why wouldn't Beis Din kill him? That's the question the Torah asks. I guess I'll give some of the answers now just quickly. Some of them are very technical. We already quoted the Beis Yosef in the Kesem Mishnah. The Kesem Mishnah writes that why can you kill him? Really, theoretically, fundamentally, you should kill him. The problem is, I was a bystander. I was watching what was going on. I thought Reuben was going to save the life of the Nirdef. I didn't think he was going to kill the Rodef, so I just wasn't able to get a Hasra out. Once there's no Hasra, then technically you can't implement, you can carry out a Chiyuv Misas Bezdin. There should have been, though, in a Hanami. So the Rambam is just concerned with the technical point. There is no Hasra. So that gets out of the problem. The Mishnah Melech also quotes the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef has a Bedek Abayis. On the tour, there's like different fonts. So there's a smaller font. So the Beis Yosef, it's called the Bedek Abayis. He offers a different answer Oh, I'm sorry, no. That answer of the Hasura was the answer of the Bedek Abayas. Beis Yosef gives a different answer, so I wrote it down when he writes. He says, since they had Rishus, there was Rishus given that the Reuven was allowed to kill the Rodef, he was allowed to save the Nirdaf, so those, once there's a certain element of Rishus there, the Beis Din can't get involved anymore. There's Rishus for him to do something to the Rodef, whether knock out his limb or kill him entirely. There is some Rishus. Once there's an element of Rishus, you cannot hold him responsible to kill him. I'm not sure exactly what it means. I've got to think about him. That's another answer the Beis Yosef gives. The Chavis Yoyah writes that why can't Beis Din kill him? How is Beis Din supposed to know whether he's able to save him by knocking out his leg or not? How do you evaluate that? Just very technically, it's impossible to know. Only Shemayim knows. This is one of the things that only Shemayim knows what went on in your mind, what went on in your heart. Beis Din can't know that. So since Beis Din can't know whether he was really able to or not able to, so therefore Beis Din can't carry out a punishment.
Rashi holds that really
Beis Din
knows.
Rashi holds. Okay, so I'm not sure. Either you have to say Rashi agrees. Rashi never says Beis Din itself. Either he agrees, it's not just Rashi doesn't mention it, or somehow Beis Din has to use their judgment. A lot of times Beis Din uses their judgment. So I guess the question, how much judgment do we allow Beis Din to have? So. Sure, yeah. Oh, so I only brought the Yad Ramah to in that the Beis Yosef was mechavin to the Yad Ramah. Because the Beis Yosef says, why don't you kill him? If he killed the Rodef, shouldn't you give him Mises Beis Din? So the Beis Yosef writes, since he was coming to be Matzil, the Nirdaf, you can't give him Hasura. The Yad Ramah writes the same thing. He says, since he was coming to be Matzil, he doesn't say there's no Hasura, but he says, since he's coming to be Matzil, you can't kill him. So I'll just write it. Brought that in to say he was saying the same thing as the Kesef Mishnah. Now the Rapurla and the Rasag had a different explanation why Beis Din can't kill him. What was it? Let me try to get it out quickly. As follows. Rav very interesting, a chiddush of a point. He says, this guy has a heter to knock out his leg, to take, remove his leg, cut his arm off, something. Now, once he's a heter to do that, a removal of a limb has a certain element of sakana, could lead ultimately to a death also. So, once there's an allowance to knock out his limb, which has potential for death, so it's not so off from actually killing the guy himself. So, even though Lamaisi had killed him, had he only knocked out his leg, that also could have led to a death as well. So because of that, you don't kill him either. That's what writes with Rav Perlow. He had a certain heter to kill him in the first place. Yes, one heter was to knock out his leg, which is only a suffering death, and he took the approach of the Vada killing them, but still there's a certain heter for killing him, or a certain level of sakana imposed upon the Rodev. So therefore, we can't really impose the chiv Mises Beis Din. A very big chiddush, clever approach of the Rav Perlow. Now, there's two other answers. I'm going to get to one more, and I'll leave the other one for Sunday. The Radvaz in Hilchos Melachim. He says, since was Hilchos Melachim, I think. He says that since the Rodef was masking himself, he put himself out on the line there. The Rodef knew that he was chasing this Nirdaf to try to kill the Nirdaf. He knew that everybody else around and the Nirdaf himself is allowed to kill the Rodef now. He was masking himself. So since he was masking himself, so when the Reuven comes along and kills the Rodef, it was like basically killing a Bar Kutala. He's basically killing a Trefa. A trefa, if a Jew kills a trefa, you haven't really done much. You're already basically dead. So the Rodef, who already put himself in the line there, he is mafkir, his own body, allowing himself to be killed. So when the Reuven actually goes ahead and kills the Rodef, even though he could have saved his life, He really didn't do anything. It wasn't. We don't really recognize that as a Ritzicha. Now, this Radvaz might be very similar to the Brisker Rav. We'll discuss that on Sunday. There's a very long Brisker Rav on the Rambam. Hilchos Ritzach gets into understanding what's shot in the Rambam. If he killed him, you should give him Mises Bezdin. If it wasn't murder, so you shouldn't kill him. What's going on with the Rambam, as we've been discussing? So the Brisker Rav gets to a real fundamental understanding of the Shittas Rambam, which might be very similar to the Radvaz. Okay, so we'll stop here.